Deuteronomy, chapter 13. If there arise in the midst of you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, Let us go after other gods, which you haven't known, and let us serve them. You will not listen to the words of that prophet, or to that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your God proves you, to know whether you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You will walk after Yahweh your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you will serve him, and stick to him. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, will be put to death, because he has spoken rebellion against Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of slaves, to draw you aside out of the way which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk in. So you will put away the evil from the midst of you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your companion, who is as your own soul, entices you secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which you haven't known, you, nor your fathers. Of the gods of the peoples who are round about you, near to you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. You will not consent to him, nor listen to him, neither will your eye pity him, neither will you spare, neither will you conceal him. But you will surely kill him, your hand will be first on him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. And you will stone him to death with stones, because he has sought to draw you away from Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. And all Israel will hear, and fear, and will no more do any such wickedness as this in the midst of you. If you will hear concerning one of your cities, which Yahweh your God gives you to dwell there, saying, Certain base fellows have gone out from the midst of you, and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which you haven't known. Then you will inquire, and conduct a search, and ask diligently, and see if it is truth, and the thing certain, that such a disgusting thing is wrought in the midst of you. You will surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it completely, and all that is in it and its cattle, with the edge of the sword. And you will gather all the spoil of it into the midst of its street, and will burn with fire the city, and all its spoil every bit, to Yahweh your God, and it will be a heap forever, it will not be built again. And there will stick nothing of the devoted thing to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show you mercy, and have compassion on you, and multiply you, as he has sworn to your fathers. When you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, to keep all his commandments which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh your God.